This morning on Today's Money, the smart way to manage finances. If you aren't careful with extra cash, you can find yourself stuck between a rock and a hard place. Here's CNBC's Sharon Epperson.
Christine Josipowitz knows how to mind the business.
This color would look really pretty.
She's run this home furnishings retailer for 17 years. But when faced with investing on her own, she had no ideas in store.
My financial background is really non-existent. I was never interested in it. My husband was interested in it. So that was his job, not mine.
When her husband died in 2003, after 30 years of marriage, Christine had to figure out what to do with a six-figure sum, a sudden windfall from the sale of his prized wine collection.
I felt bereft. I sold my husband. But then I got over that. And when I had the proceeds of the sale, that's when I was really at a loss.
So she hired a financial advisor.
It's very, very common to find that in every family there's one person who understands the finances and takes care of it. And unfortunately, most of the time it's the husband.
80 to 90% of women, often widowed or divorced, will be solely responsible for their finances at some point in their lives. Many are turning to financial advisors.
Well, hello, ladies.
And seminars for help. This one is sponsored by Savvy Ladies, a New York-based group that's grown from 7 women to 2,000 in 4 years. Their goal? Financial empowerment.
So that women know they're not in this alone, that this fear and anxiety around money is okay, and it's something that we can talk about, and it's something that we can work through.
Thanks to some sage advice, many of these savvy ladies now agree with Christine Josipowitz.
I really felt like I had the weight of the world lifted off my shoulders.
And Sharon Epperson joins us now. She's a correspondent for CNBC and author of the new book, The Big Payoff, 8 Steps Couples Can Take to Make the Most of Their Money and Live Richly Ever After. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on the book as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about things that couples and individuals can do to better their finances. One of the first things I know you like to talk about is a financial checkup.
Absolutely. The first step is that you have to get organized, and that's what I start off with in the 8 steps in my book. You need to get organized, and you need to figure out what money is coming in and what money is going out. And a really easy way to get that started is if you do online banking. It's all laid out there for you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks, it's stuff is in a shoebox. But online banking, you can look not only your checking account, but your credit cards as well, right?
You can look at your checking account if you have online access to your credit card. That's a great idea, too. You really want to keep track of the money that's coming in and going out. If you have a shoebox full of receipts and that's the way you do it, that's fine. But the key is to make sure you know what you have.
Does it make it easier to track finances if you use debit cards and even credit cards for small purchases? I mean, a lot of what we spend just comes right out of our pocket.
Absolutely.
And you don't track it.
Well, if you can track it with a debit card or a credit card, that's terrific. That's a good way to keep yourself disciplined so you know what you're spending.
I also want to talk about the accounts that couples keep. And this can be a source of problems in marriages sometimes. Do you have a joint account? Do you have separate accounts? Do you have our account? You say all three.
Yours, mine, and ours. It's very important because you want to have a joint account for household expenses, of course, but there may be a major purchase that you want to make that your spouse doesn't. If you want to have a monthly spa day and your spouse wants to buy a boat and neither of you wants the other one's money for that, that's maybe a reason why you need to have separate accounts. So I think it's a good idea to pool your money for household finances, but also have some savings of your own.
Then there's also the reality check of credit scores. There's, you know, yearly advertisements. I guess we now get a free one every year.
You can absolutely
it's a little scary to find out, but you need to know.
You can get a free one every year from each of the three credit reporting agencies. It's so critical to know your credit score, and not only to know your credit score and have a copy of your report, but to share it with your partner so that you both know what your credit is and where you stand in terms of what outstanding debts you might have.
All right, we were talking about this segment earlier on, and Campbell said this is a very unromantic notion. I tend to agree with her. You say couples should have a money date. Talk finances.
It does not need to be an unromantic experience. It needs to be a relaxing experience. It's something where you need to sit down and talk about your goals and talk about what your short-term goals are and your long-term goals, but you want to do it in a relaxing environment. Have fun with it.
So without the pressure of talking about an immediate bill, kind of like,
exactly.
Here's where
Don't
we are.
Don't do it as soon as you open the credit card statement, right, and you're already fuming. Take some time away and sit and relax and talk about it calmly, and you may be surprised at what you're able to compromise and come together with when you're doing it that way.
And lastly, in that story you talked about getting a financial advisor, a lot of folks out there who say they're financial advisors. What should you be looking for, though? What really works?
Well, what really works is someone who's been referred to you, probably. Someone that you know has a good track record and that you've already checked out maybe with a couple of friends. There are also a couple of websites that you can go to look for financial advisors in your area. But the key is that you want to find someone that you really meld with. This is someone that you're going to divulge a lot of personal information, and you want to make sure that both of you are on the same page with that advisor.
All right. Well, Sharon Epperson, always good to have you stop by.
Good to
Thanks
be
so
here.
Much.